Hello and welcome to Mike's Manic Minute for January 27th, 2005. This is my rundown of software, podcasting, music, anything else that captures my eye. Stuff you just shouldn't miss. The world's first MP3 players. Over at news.com, there's a story with a link on the blog talking about the first flash-based and hard drive-based MP3 players, the Eiger Labs MP-Man and the PJB-100, which came out of Compaq Research Labs and ran Linux, respectively. When MP3 first hit the big time in late 98, early 99, I bought each of these devices along with a few others, most notably the Rio. To this day, I still don't see much difference between those devices and the devices of today, with one key exception. The PJB-100 had an SDK, so you could at least write your own client code. It didn't allow you to update the on-device firmware, which is the current Crusade Adam and Dave Weiner are on, but you could at least manipulate the files on the device directly. I'm with you guys. We need a programmable player we can customize. Software patents. Good or bad? I say both. I come to this discussion as both an inventor and an expert reviewer of software patents. I hold patents on things like specialized software that's used to synchronize lyrics to music for karaoke CDs, and technologies that allow consultants to multitask on multiple projects without having to manually start stop a clock as they switch from customer to customer. I've also, prior to joining Microsoft, been hired by various patent licensing firms to review patents for the validity of their prior art. You know, if you try to patent online shopping, you'd better have filed it before CompuServe, not before Amazon. I believe patents have value, but only if they represent actual innovation. So go invent something, damn it! Podcast of the day: Sherlock Holmes audio, reading of the public domain works of Arthur Conan Doyle. I'm a big audiobook fan and a Sherlock junkie, so to me, this kind of podcast is simply spot on. It's well produced and professional sounding. Manic Minute recommendation: grab your Deerstalker. The game is afoot. And that's your Manic Minute for January 27th, 2005.